Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mercedes in the Morning Show on the go. A lot of show in little time. Mix 94.1.
Okay, I have a test for everyone. All right, you guys ready for my little test?
Yeah, hold on. Okay.
Now you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's called, let me think of the name really quick. It's called the Where Were You and How Do You Feel quiz. It's not even a quiz.
Mercedes is Where Were You?
And How Did You Feel quiz when you hear this quiz.
It's a catchy name.
Yeah. It's anyway, I'm going to play something and I want you to tell me if it takes you back to a time, to a place. If it's older than you are, then does it remind you of something? Is there any nostalgia that comes with it, okay?
Okay, so we all need to clear our minds then. So if you're stressing about getting a cup of coffee or whatever, just clear your mind.
Ready? And even if it's like before your time,
mm-hmm.
I maintain you'll still feel some nostalgia, okay? So here we go. This is item number one. Did that take you anywhere?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It did?
Yep.
Tell me where the romantics talking in your sleep took you.
Took me back to my childhood, and I was helping my uncle build a deck at my grandmother's house. My uncle Randy, he was a punk rocker, and I was helping him, my uncle Jeff, build a deck at my grandmother's house.
Wow, that was very, very
childhood
specific. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed.
And
okay.
What's it for you? Where did it take you?
It just reminds me of like 80s movies.
Okay.
It doesn't take me to a specific time or place, but I do get nostalgia when I hear certain like 80s songs. It reminds me of like John Hughes type movies. Even though I don't know if that was in a John Hughes movie, I kind of just feel like, whoa, I just went in a time machine.
Does it take anyone back to the very first Bite of Las Vegas when those guys were the headliners?
They
1997?
Were. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Is there a song that takes you back to a specific place and time? 702-364-9400. You are so specific. And I didn't get that specific. I'm trying to think of what it would be for me. Let me try another one. And I'll tell you why I'm bringing up these certain songs in just a second. But how about this one? Does this one take you to a specific time and place? Duran Duran, Girls on Film. Time, place, anything?
My mom picked me up after school and taking me shopping at the Montgomeryville Mall.
Stop! I love that you have like a story.
It really does.
To it.
Particularly driving home, and it was always dark out leaving the mall, and just like driving home from the mall. You?
Just like seeing videos on MTV by Duran Duran, like watch it because we didn't have MTV, so yeah. My parents didn't want to get it for some reason.
I didn't have it as a kid either. It was always a treat to go to my grandmother's house because she had MTV.
That's so funny. Okay, let me try.
These are good. Are you guys, when you hear it, is it taking you to a certain spot in your life? Is it just kind of a general feeling, or are they sparking specific memories for each song?
This is the last one before I reveal my whole
okay
method. Anything?
Maybe because you just brought it up, but it brings me back to like watching this on MTV at my grandmother's house. And wasn't this featured in a movie too?
Well, I'll tell you where it is featured, and that's where these all tie together.
Where are they from?
The Stranger Things 2 soundtrack.
Oh.
The soundtrack's going to be out next month, and Stranger Things 2, I think that's why so many people are so like are loving the show because of that nostalgia and the songs that come along with them. So what is that song that really just takes you back. It makes you remember a certain time, a certain place. Ooh.
That show, it's the music on that show, and there's just the little references. There's a scene where the kids were running, and they show them, like, running. And for some reason, they just kind of zoomed in on their shoes, and one of the kids just plants his foot, and it's like a Nike sneaker from the 80s. That it was just, like, that one thing. Like, oh, my gosh, I remember having those sneakers as a kid.
Really?
It was just that little two-second shot showing them running. Let's show their feet running. And they've all got shoes on that we all wore in the 80s, and that just takes you back even more to your childhood.
That's a thing. It's just crazy how certain things can jog your memory. And so what is the song that does it for you? 702-364-9400. You can also text us on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line at 21732. This one just came in from Katie. Let me see if I can pull this up. Tell me, this one definitely takes me to a time and a place, for sure. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get whipped up and take your picture. My whole boy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Baby Got Back. I was listening to KS104 in Denver, Colorado. That was my station. They were doing a live broadcast from McNichols Arena. And I begged my mom to take me there so I could meet the DJs.
Oh.
I really want to meet the DJs from KS104. And they took me. There was a concert that night. I must have been Sir Mix-a-Lot, maybe. I don't know. But they had this big blow-up butt. It was a giant inflatable butt that was like there. That was the thing. And I remember seeing that, like, oh my gosh, there's a big butt.
Look at how specific that was, though.
I know.
Back to that moment of wanting to go down and meet the people from the radio station.
Let's talk to Ivy. Ivy, what is the song for you that takes you back to a specific time and place?
The Monster Mash of all songs.
The Monster Mash?
Yeah.
You know, this one is also on the Stranger Things 2 soundtrack.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's going to be on the soundtrack. So during...
it is Halloween time during the show.
Where does this take you to?
My mom used to throw these amazing Halloween parties when I was like, all out with everything. And this was like the one song she would play on repeat the most.
Yeah, this is a classic for mom to play during Halloween time.
That's a mom song.
It's a mom Halloween song.
Hey, guys, are you ready?
What about, let me give you a song.
Okay.
Everyone, where does this song take you? I'll start it from the beginning.
Okay. Oh, man, I already was like, time machine. This was like when, gosh, this song came out in the 80s, though, right?
Came out in the 80s and was re-released in the 90s.
Okay, then I think you and I got it on the re-release because I had never heard of it until, like, I think it was maybe my senior year of high school, maybe junior year of high school. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. Are we going to be forever young? And then I remember when Jay-Z did a remix of it. Young Forever.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, and I remember listening to it like, wait, why do I know this song? Yeah, it just takes me back to like hanging out with friends and stuff like that.
Takes me back to senior prom. The funny story, though, is like they announced like our senior prom and everything. And they're like, the theme is Forever Young. And I'm like, awesome. And had my date lined up. And I'm like, I really want to get into the theme of our prom. So for like 2 weeks, I'm listening to Rod Stewart's Forever Young. And I'm like, yeah, this is like our theme. Kind of cool. We're Forever Young. My buddy's like, no, you dope. It's this one. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And this song just became so magical to me.
It was so much better. Speaking of proms, we just got this one. Where did you go? Oh, she doesn't say her name or he doesn't say her name. But 2009 prom song right here.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We were just talking about the mascot in Utah, Farmington, Utah. They just changed their mascot to the Phoenix. And parents are upset because they say when you cheer for them, it sounds like you're saying another word. Let's go, Phoenixes. Let's go. And it sounds like they're saying another word for male body
part.
Yeah,
that can be embarrassing.
Yeah, I wonder what it was originally before they changed it to Phoenix. Like, why did they change it in the first place? And maybe what they had was before was better. Do you remember what your high school mascot was?
Absolutely. I went to Central Bucks East, and we were the Patriots. And so it was like an old school like Patriot guy.
Do Did you have, like, was it the same guy as the New England Patriots?
It was our football team. We copied it. Completely copied. I'm sure that was illegal, but we completely copied their logo. So that same guy, the Patriot in the 3-point stance, the old school, that was our mascot, the exact mascot. And then when the Patriots switched their logos, my high school switched their logos as well. We copied the New England Patriots.
That's funny because my high school mascot was also a name of a professional football team, but we did not take their logo at all. We had someone just made up a totally new logo for it.
Where'd you go?
I went to Chatfield High School in Littleton, Colorado, and we were the Chatfield Chargers.
Oh, okay.
And so we didn't have like lightning bolts or anything. Here is our logo. It's like it was like a horse, but in the mane you had CSHS. That was Chatfield Senior High School.
Oh my gosh, look at that. Yeah, so the Chargers.
That was our logo. There's some, or not logo, mascots. Some mascots, I think, they're kind of hilarious. Like, I always thought the Montgomery Biscuits is the best mascot ever.
What are the Montgomery Biscuits?
They're a AA baseball team, and they're, I think they're with the Tampa Bay Rays, I'm pretty sure. And they got a biscuit for their mascot. Like, And while I think it's adorable, how is that a threatening mascot? Don't you want a mascot to be something like, oh, they're the Chargers.
Yes.
They're the Patriots. Oh, they're very patriotic. Oh, they're the Biscuits. They're going to get buttered tonight. Or like, oh, what's so threatening about the Biscuits?
If you have a gluten allergy, you bring a biscuit my way. I'm like, oh.
No.
Well, is it Stanford? Is Stanford the tree? It's in Northern California. I want to say it's Stanford has a tree and it's an actual... Someone dressed up as a tree dancing around.
That's what the mascot is?
It's a tree, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Stanford. It's like the Stanford trees or something.
Stanford.
Someone correct me, please.
I thought they were something else.
Stanford. It's a Northern California school that's trees. Is it Berkeley? It's somewhere up there. Like, their mascot's a tree.
You're right. It's a Stanford tree. Look at that. When they play during the holidays, do they put ornaments on the tree?
Oh, and if they play any teams, oh, if they ever play the Lumberjacks, that's going to be a great game. The Lumberjacks versus the trees.
I thought the Stanford was why did I think it was a Cardinal?
Maybe they switched it up for baseball or something?
I thought it was, no, you're right, though. It says Stanford tree. Did you have a weird mascot, like, in your high school? 702-364-9400. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, I went to Bonanza, and we were the Bengals, and people would call us the Banana Bagels.
The Bonanza Bengals are now the Banana Bagels.
Banana bread bagel? That sounds kind of good.
Think about that, though. Banana bagels, you know, you've got your potassium that's going to give you some power, and then your bagels for the people that have the gluten allergies. So.
Okay, I'm going to put everyone on the pop quiz here. Golden Knights. What is it? I was there the night they revealed him. What is he?
Isn't it a naval thing?
No, they have a creature inside the stadium. You'll see when he goes Sunday.
It's Chance the Raptor.
Yeah, it's right, Chance the Raptor.
No, it's not a raptor. It's a...
Gecko?
It's a Gila monster.
A Gila monster?
Gila.
A Gila monster.
Gila monster, yeah.
I like the knights. I like the sword stuff. But the Gila monster. Where do we get a Gila monster from?
It's the desert?
Out. Here comes our Gila monster on skates.
Melissa, hey, you know about the Stanford Cardinal?
Yeah, so Stanford Cardinal as in the color. And then, yes, the mascot is a tree.
Oh, Cardinal as in the red color.
Oh. Right, yeah. Oh. So if you pluralize it, you're wrong.
What was your high school mascot?
I went to Bonanza, so we were the Bengals. But then
the Banana Bagels!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.